This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Any discussion of the tax code and changes thereto necessarily gets complicated, and we have now arrived at that point in the broadcast, I'm sorry to have to tell you. One of the key elements in the plan as outlined today on the individual side is doubling what's known as the standard deduction. Deductions, whether you're itemizing or taking the standard one, reduce your taxable income. So doubling anything means people who typically take the standard deduction could have less taxable income. Life would be simpler for a lot of taxpayers, yes, but with the tax code, oh no, nothing is simple. Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains the standard deduction ripple effects.
The tax code is like an unwieldy, complicated, some would say rusty machine. Twist knobs over here, like the standard deduction, and over in another part of the tax code, strange things start to happen. Remember, you choose which to take, the itemized deduction or the standard deduction. So,
if doubling the standard deduction makes mortgage interest and charitable contributions less tax preferred, you might see a hit to those industries.
John Brooks teaches at Georgetown's law school. If people do better by taking the larger standard deduction instead of itemizing, he says, they won't have the same tax incentives to give their money to the local food bank or to buy a bigger house. Some won't do those things. And we're talking about lots of folks losing those incentives. According to estimates from the Tax Policy Center, some 38 million filers who would have itemized would opt for the new higher standard deduction. That's 84% of all itemizing filers. If the number of people who itemize does drop dramatically,
those of you who are rejoicing that the mortgage interest deduction has been saved and the charitable contribution deduction has been saved may, you know, take a cold shower.
Edward McCaffrey is a law professor at USC.
Because while they've been saved today, their vulnerability has been heightened.
Because next time around, he says, there will be far fewer people complaining about those levers getting pulled and knobs getting turned. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.